seed.
From the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour on day two, presented by Pioneer, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network. I've got Kyle Gerner with me with Gerner Ag. And Kyle, thanks for taking time to join us today on this tour. We're starting a look here in the southern part of the state.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about where we're at today here. I guess feed corn in the field, and tell us what we're looking at here.
Yeah, we're south of Oaks in irrigated cornfield, and this is actually my test plot. Little side story, we got a little hail Sunday night, so you can see the corn's kind of stripped up, and I was pulled an ear back here to see if we had any ear bruising yet, and I think it's a little early to tell that, or we just didn't have big enough hail to get the bruising, but we did have enough to have some pretty good leaf stripping here. So we'll keep an eye on it and see if we have any other diseases, but we probably did lose a little top end stripping the leaves like this. So,
tell us about the growing season itself. How did this get in, and you know, what were conditions here? And
yeah, so South Oaks, it kind of was different for each part of my territory. If we split it by the highways, east of Oaks and west of Oaks, a little different. So south and east of town, we got in fairly early and in great condition, you know, end of April and the first part of May. And west of town was just a different story with excess moisture last fall kind of carried into the spring, and we just really didn't have the right amount of time, and the spring just shaped up a little late for us. So a little bit later, and we probably didn't get as much planted as we should have or would have liked to, probably only in that 60% planted across both corn and beans. So looking forward to another, we've had a nice dry summer and stretch here, and looking forward to a drier spring next year.
So have there been any disease issues or insect issues in the corn?
Just showing up. There's a little gosses wilt coming in and tickling the top of the canopy. Now, with injury like this, we'll see a little bit more come in. But in other fields, and this is a fairly narrow band of hail, I honestly don't think it's going to be much of a yield hit this year. So we're in pretty good shape on the disease side for corn. Insect-wise, seeing a little bit of corn rootworm beetle with the northerns coming in. And nothing, not huge populations, but just something to look out for.
Thanks again so much for joining us, Kyle. And thank you all so much for joining us. Again, we are on the second day of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. Joining me again is Kyle Gerner. We are in the Oaks, North Dakota area, and I am Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
Pioneer Territory Manager Matt Wilson covers extreme southeastern North Dakota, northeast South Dakota, and west central Minnesota. There is a lot of prevented plant ground in the northern part of that territory.
Come down to the south to more of that Wilmot, Stretch, Corona, Millbank, Watertown area. We've been lacking on some rains. We got some pockets in here that are going to be really nice yielding this fall, but we got a lot of it that need another shot or two of rain. Get over into Minnesota side from Marietta up to Appleton, Minnesota. They've caught a little bit more rain than we have here over to the west. Look for a little bit above average yield trend in some of those areas. Overall, we're in good shape. We just lost some yield due to some precipitation that we just didn't get a few weeks ago here.
And Wilson has been fielding calls about sudden death syndrome in the soybeans. Fields with high soybean cyst nematode counts are the first ones to check.
Brown stem rot is showing up too as well. Both those diseases share a common leaf, I would say, discoloration, kind of like a tiger striping. It's where you have some green veins and yellow necrosis between those veins. And then you can kind of tell the difference between both of those, that SDS or that brown stem rot, by splitting the stem. And we call the cortex is the middle of that soybean plant stem. And if it's brown, more than likely we're looking at BSR there, brown stem rot. And if it's kind of a little more maybe of a, I would say, a healthier tissue, then we're kind of looking at that FBS.
From day two of our Pioneer Crop Tour on the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Overby. We made our way on stop number two of the day to the Lisbon, North Dakota area. Ryan Lyons of Timber Cooley Seed and Insurance joining us. And Ryan, thanks so much for taking a few moments to chat.
You're welcome. Good to have you.
And so, Ryan, help us quick. Give us a recap of the planting season. You know, it was still pretty wet for the area. Was it better than the previous year before? You know, help us. What type of conditions did this crop go into in the ground?
This year did not start out very good. A lot of wet ground. Real tough to get the ground into good condition for planting. You can tell that just driving around, there's a lot of ground that still hasn't been planted. I mean, prevent plant acres. But for what it went into, the crop looks wonderful. Some of the beans got in fairly early. Those are going to be really good. And most guys continued on, you know, up to the middle of May with planting. So it looks good for the conditions it went into.
And so really, I think where this crop can shine is during the growing season itself. Conditions were complete opposite of last summer. We've had some heat. We've had some GDUs we've caught up on. And so what stages of development are the corn and soybeans at, and how does the crop look?
Well, most of the corn is denting. Some is dented. There's some guys doing some silage already, so it's the crop has come a long ways. Last year, I don't remember where we were, but we were just kind of hoping it would make a crop, and some did and some did not. So we are definitely way better off than we were a year ago.
Well, again, Ryan Lyons of the Lisbon, North Dakota area here, Timber Cooley Seed and Insurance. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Reporting Agriculture's Business on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. I'm Megan Overby.
Fun.